others. In any case, Kemi Knight is here because we're confused yet again by this sudden announcement that this export ban on Anthropic's latest and most powerful AI models, which surprised the entire planet, has now suddenly been lifted.
According to the Trump administration, this was all about national security. The systems were taken offline after officials said the models had the potential to be misused by military intelligence in China, Russia, or other countries of concern. So Anthropic now says it's had productive conversations with the government and that the models have been redeployed with more filters to determine whether or not it's safe for them to answer. Concretely, that means it will refuse more cybersecurity-related requests than before, especially ones that could facilitate hacking, for example. Anthropic has also agreed to work more closely with the US government, which marks quite a dramatic shift from the administration's previous hands-off approach. And it looks like the government is going to be much more involved in testing the security of future AI models before they're even released. Finally, Anthropic has announced it's now partnering with Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and others on shared standards to assess and fix AI jailbreaks, which would include a system that would rank how severe a given jailbreak is. Now, according to the New York Post, Trump also shifted his stance after meeting Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei at the G7 summit in France face-to-face. Of course, this isn't the first time Anthropic and the Trump administration have butted heads. Peter O'Brien takes a look.
After banning their tech and calling them left-wing nut jobs, Donald Trump seems to have changed his mind on Anthropic. His administration has now lifted its restrictions on the latest technology from the artificial intelligence company.
Anthropic has agreed to proactively detect and address security risks associated with the models, to work diligently with the U.S. government on protocols and standards and releases for Mythos, Fable, and future models.
Anthropic's AI models Mythos and Fable were blocked worldwide on the 12th of June, after Washington banned them from being exported on national security grounds. The administration and Anthropic have been at loggerheads since the American raid on Venezuela in January, when a spat erupted around the use of its tools by the military. Washington wants to be able to use American AI tech however it wants, but Anthropic says it won't allow its models to be used for lethal autonomous weapons or domestic surveillance. In recent weeks, though, the rhetoric has softened.
Do you view Anthropic, and to a degree its CEO Dario Amodei, as a threat to national security?
Well, not now, but a week ago, maybe. Seems like a nice guy, smart guy.
Fable is available to the general public, but Mythos is only for select clients in cybersecurity and government. It's the company's most powerful AI model yet, exceptionally good at finding weaknesses in software, which makes it strategically important to the US.
In other news, Kevin Warsh made his first external public appearance as Federal Reserve Chairman this Wednesday alongside the heads of other central banks. Warsh declined to give any signal as to what the Fed may do at its meeting later this month, but did note that inflation was too high. In fact, Warsh used the event as an opportunity to argue that central banks should stop trying to predict the economy, finding allies in the heads of the European Central Bank, Bank of England and Bank of Canada. This is what's known as forward guidance, when policymakers signal where interest rates may be headed. All four central bankers resisted giving any indication of forward guidance throughout the conversation. Take a listen.
Personally, and I've said that publicly, if I have one regret, it's to have felt bound and compelled by forward guidance. So I think what we do is now also informing market participants, informing financial experts from all walks of life about how we come to our monetary policy stance. And I have called it not forward guidance, but framework guidance.
So we have found common cause. It's what President Lagarde said. I liked her when we met 20 years ago when she was finance minister. After that answer, I love her.
Kevin Warsh there. Let's take a quick look at the markets. European stocks closing lower as geopolitics and monetary policy remain in focus. Only the DAX ending the day in positive territory. Stocks largely rising in the US, meanwhile reversing an earlier slide. The shares of Meta popping 10% following the news that the company is building out a new cloud business that could help recoup some of the billions of dollars it's poured into AI infrastructure. And of course, I'll be back with plenty more business news later.
All All right. Many thanks for that, Kemi Knight.